Unit 2. Animals. Page 13. Meeting a vegetarian. Now, listen to Kirsty talk about being vegetarian. Check the questions she answers, and then ask a partner the questions. Finally, listen again and write the reasons she is vegetarian.
Kirsty, I hear that you're a vegetarian.
Yeah, I am. I never eat red meat, or chicken, or pork, but I do eat fish occasionally. So, not really a strict vegetarian, I'd say.
I see. So how long have you been a vegetarian?
Since I left home when I was 18. I grew up on a farm, and I often watched my dad, kill the sheep and chickens for my mum to cook for our dinner. I never felt comfortable with it. I never liked eating meat when I was a kid. So when I left home, I decided to become vegetarian.
You became a vegetarian when you were 18?
Yeah.
Before that, you ate meat?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
So the main reason you're a vegetarian now is that you don't like eating meat?
There's a few reasons. Like I said, I just don't like it. But also, I think it's better for the environment to eat less meat and less fish. Too many fish are being caught, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think the farming methods aren't very kind to animals. The animals really suffer, and I don't like that.
Do you think it's healthy to be a vegetarian?
Some people think it's healthier not to eat meat. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but I feel healthy enough.
Meat is such a good source of protein. How do you get enough protein?
Well, I'm careful to try to eat lots of other foods that have protein, such as tofu, seeds, nuts, and beans.
Do you ever feel like eating meat?
No, not really.
Do you have any problems about being a vegetarian?
Well, sometimes I feel uncomfortable having to explain to people that I don't eat meat, especially if they're cooking a meal for me. I don't like to inconvenience people.
Would you raise your kids to be vegetarian?
I'm not sure. Maybe it's important for growing children to eat meat. I think I'd want my children to eat a little meat.